to the Tehran Times Radio Show with DJ Persian Patty and
DJ Rana. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Tehran Times, rated the number one afternoon radio show in the Persian Gulf.
What's up with the music? It sounds like music from 3,000 years ago.
Actually, that's correct, Persian Patty. It's music from the 500s BC in the Persian Empire.
But why would you play Persian music, Irana?
As you can tell, our theme for this segment is Persia. Hey, Persian Patty, what time is it?
It's 12:05. That's right, listener. It's time for our Tehran Times call-in trivia.
Hey folks, welcome to the Tehran Times call-in trivia.
For those of you who don't know, DJ Rana and Persian Patty will explain the instructions.
First, I'll read out the random questions about Persia.
Then we will take the fourth caller with the correct answer.
If you win, you'll get the golden ticket too.
Persian Patty, we have to wait.
Okay, we'll start a Tehran Times call-in trivia after we come back from the advertisement on the Tehran Times radio show.
Mommy!
What's wrong, honey?
A senior gave me a wedgie at school today.
Aw, I'll tell your teacher.
That's the wimpy way out. Instead of tattletaling, use the swag way.
What?
What?
That's right. Instead of putting the senior on gum scraping duty, you can blow up his house.
That sounds cool. What's the plan?
Our company, Bombs R Us, and a team of scientists have developed quick and easy nuclear bomb kit, which gives you the glorious opportunity to get back at your enemies. We have the necessary ingredients to put one together, such as plutonium and uranium. Your only job is to read the directions carefully and put it together. Although it is easy, you have to be very careful or you might blow yourself up.
I want it!
Okay, honey. We'll blow up his house and be a man. Daddy will be very proud of you.
Get the quick and easy nuclear bomb kit for 5,599,000 riyal. Call 98800-572-7817. Call now and get an additional dynamite package so you can make sure there are no survivors. We are not responsible for any injuries or backfires. If the Interpol gets you, it is honorable to make sure you can bring all the evidence.
Hey guys, welcome back to the
Tehran Times with DJ Persian Patty
and Irana.
Now we'll continue with our Tehran Times call-in trivia.
Before we move on with the questions, we will now introduce the grand prize for today's Tehran Times call-in trivia.
The prize for the fourth caller that gets the answer right will receive the quick and easy nuclear bomb kit for free.
Now here comes the first question. Where was Persia located? Ready? Start calling!
Here we got the first caller. What's your name?
Eric Zagros.
Sorry, Mr. Zagros, you're out of luck. The person's out of luck again. Sorry. Ooh, we're getting closer. Hello, this is Persian Patty. Who is this?
Elizabeth Platoya.
Hi, Ms. Platoya. You're the fourth caller. Congratulations.
Yay!
So what's the answer?
Persia is a historic region of Southwest Asia, located mostly in what is now Iran.
That's right!
You're the lucky one. Please email us your address and phone number so we can ship you the quick and easy nuclear bomb kit.
Thank you.
DJ Rana, is it true that Persia used to be what now is Iran?
That is true, DJ Persian Patty. Also, Iranian ancestors were Aryans who settled in the plateau of Iran in ancient times. And that region has been called Persia. That's why the name Iran means the land of Aryans. Oh, and did you know that the Persians were the ones to shape the world's first human rights charter?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hey, Persian Patty, look at the time.
It's time for the Tehran Times Traveler's Footsteps.
Let's move on.
Tehran Times Traveler's Footsteps.
Hello, everyone. I bet you guys are all familiar with the Tehran Times Traveler's Footsteps segment.
Just in case this is the first time for you to tune into our Tehran Times radio show, DJ Persian Patty will introduce the segment briefly.
Tehran Times Traveler's Footsteps is a program where we invite a new guest speaker every time to introduce tourist attractions and sites to promote more tourism in Iran.
Today's guest speaker is Mr. Ram Shahnameh, the owner of the best tourist sightseeing company in Iran.
Woo! Hello, Mr. Ram Shahnameh. This is DJ Persian Patty.
And DJ Rana.
Hello, this is Ram.
So, can you tell us the most visited and prestigious sites of Iran?
Sure. My personal favorite is Persepolis, the capital of the Achaemenid Empire and one of the world's most magnificent ancient sites. It was declared a World Heritage Site in 1979.
Can you tell us any other favorites?
Oh, have you heard of the Iran Garden in Shiraz? It's also called as the Garden of Paradise. It is a typical Persian-style garden and its waterway leads towards the historic Qavam House. Many people visit Imam Reza in Mashhad too. It is the largest mosque in the world, and it is a destination of thousands of religious tourists and pilgrims.
Very interesting. We should all visit there someday.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you, Mr. Shinami, for your awesome interview.
You're welcome.
Now that we learned about Iran's brief history and tourist attractions, let's go deeper into Iran's recent history and physical geography with DJ Irana and DJ Persian Patty.
Yay!
Everyone knows who the current supreme leader of Iran is, right?
Ayatollah Khomeini!
Good job, kids. Then do you guys know what the current governmental system of Iran is?
You guys don't know this, right? The current governmental system of Iran is theocracy, which is the government run by clergy, according to religious law.
Very interesting. Hey, Irana, what's going on in Iran these days?
Well, actually, a lot of things are going on. The biggest issue is regarding the usage on nuclear energy or bombs. Iran insists it only wants nuclear energy, but it is kind of obvious they are actually developing facilities for the nuclear bombs.
Oh, and also, didn't Ayatollah Khomeini said that he opposes a massacre of Jewish people in this region?
Well, he and other Iranian leaders have spoken similarly of Israel in the past. The one-page document, packed with specific details, was new. It says the proper ways of eliminating Israel, which Ayatollah Khomeini wants to do, is for all of the original people of Palestine, including Muslims, Christians, and Jews, take part in a public and organized referendum.
Oh, so the Jewish immigrants who have been persuaded into immigration to Palestine do not have the right to take part?
That's right. U.S. President Barack Obama recently sent a letter to Khomeini about cooperating in the fight against ISIS. Revelations about the letter have raised questions over whether Obama's stance on Iran is softening.
I see. We should ask other people on what they think about this issue.
Sure. Let's bring in our Tehran Times producer, Eric. Hello, Mr. Eric.
Oh, hi.
What do you think about the current situation between U.S. and Iran?
Well, although U.S. and Iran had a number of conflicts regarding the issue of the development of nuclear energy or bombs, I believe it is a time for them to cooperate in order to fight against our common enemy, ISIS.
That's a good point. Thank you. Due to the time constraint, we'll now move on to our next segment on the Tehran Times Radio Show. Tehranian Terrain, brought to you by the Tehran Times Radio Show. Hey, Rana, did you know that Iran is the second largest nation in the Middle East by population?
Really? Cool. Hey, Persian Patty, do you know anything about the plateau of Iran?
Not really. Can you tell me about it?
Well, the plateau of Iran can be found in, of course, Iran, and parts of other countries such as Pakistan, Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, and Azerbaijan.
Wow, I didn't know it was that big. Oh, the plateau of Iran is also south of the Caspian Sea, right, Irana?
Yep. Aw, it looks like our time for today has run out. See you next time on the Tehran Times Radio Show. This is DJ Irana and
DJ Persian Patty
signing off.
Kadafez, everyone!
Армин Нусратин.